Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Block power. That's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings. Some words deliver graces without second thoughts. Mercy and forgiveness are such cases. Other action words are harsher without much thought. Block is one of those, especially when associated with sell, a point I'll later tell. Chip off the old block is an endearment friends and family say to describe how folks favor
Dad.
Playing with brightly colored and raised lettered wooden building blocks brings great memories for numerous lads. As folks gain education and experience, hearing he or she has been around the block a few times is a phrase that's popular. Writers for fun or fame know pangs of occasional writer's block when deadlines find only blank sheets of paper that aren't very jocular. Sporting buffs asked differences between legal and chop blocks rush to explain. Obstructing a player's path and cutting the athletes off at the knees are just not the same. Entertainment media enthusiasts are indeed familiar with Blockbuster as it describes billboards of Hollywood productions made with large budgets and famous stars. While news media fans watch with interest as reported blockades seal off well-known harbors and ports, preventing goods and people from entering or leaving in boats, planes, trains, and cars. In healthcare, nerve blocks carefully interrupt irritating signals traveling along a nerve, often for purposes of pain relief. And for all the fun-loving creative types among us, our moms really call us blockheads, as they surely know we have more sense inside our brain than that of a hat mold. Good grief. From the chopping block, where the herb in reality TV Getting Chopped is a person rather than a flavoring plant, to our neighborhood's new kid on the block, yet to prove themselves and learn our likes and dislikes without saying we can't. Just about every block we say or hear is understandably clear. But when it comes to using block for power, it's a funny feeling to know that stopping harassing robocalls and stalkers with initial privacy techniques of delete to meet
message deleted,
or endgame tactics of cell blocking are acceptably cool. But using cell blocking as a pure power trip, punishment, or pathway to avoid compromise, resolution, and forgiveness is just cruel. A reasonable question arises. Are we using block power as valid protection or as an emotional weapon of ruthless rejection? In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.